General Petraeus told reporters in Baghdad the surge of U.S. troops and progress by Iraqi security forces have helped reduce violence in Iraq by 60% in the last 6 months, to the lowest level in nearly 2 years. But he says there have also been other factors.
Iraq has also been helped by more aggressive action by foreign fighter source countries and by Syria, which has taken steps to reduce the flow of foreign fighters through its borders with Iraq. Another important factor has, of course, been the ceasefire declared by Muqtada al-Sadr.
The Iraqi Shiite leader declared a ceasefire, and General Petraeus says he has been purging criminal elements from his militia. But the general was more cautious in assessing Iran's role in Iraq. U.S. officials say Iran has provided high-powered explosives, training, and money to Iraqi insurgents known as special groups, and even sent agents to Iraq to plan and supervise attacks on coalition forces. But top Iranian leaders promised Iraqi leaders they would not do anything to contribute to instability in Iraq, and General Petraeus reports a reduction in the use of bombs and weapons supplied by Iran. But he could not say whether that reduction is linked to Iranian government action.
We look forward to all elements of the Iranian government following the promises, making real the promises that Iran's senior leaders have made to their Iraqi counterparts to stop the training, funding, arming, and directing of organizations like the special groups.
Speaking shortly after ending a 2-day visit to Iraq, U.S. Defense Secretary Robert Gates also said it's not clear whether Iran is living up to its promise.
Based on my talks with everyone, including General Petraeus, I think that that's still an open question. They clearly have made some commitments to the government of Iraq, and I think we're waiting to see. I think it's a little too soon to tell.
Secretary Gates spoke in Bahrain, where he arrived Thursday for a regional security meeting involving 50 countries, including Iran. He says he does not expect to have direct talks with any Iranian officials, but that, in his words, Iranian behavior in a number of areas will clearly come up during the meetings. Assessing the situation in Iraq based on his visit, Secretary Gates said the key now is to build on the improved security through political progress. He says Iraqis are getting impatient, and Iraq's top leaders, who he met with on Wednesday, know what they have to do on key issues like oil revenue sharing and easing de-Ba'athification. General Petraeus said success in Iraq will not be smooth, but rather will emerge slowly and fitfully with reverses as well as advances.
There will inevitably still be tough days and perhaps tough weeks ahead, but fewer of them over time, inshallah.
General Petraeus called the security progress in some areas fragile and said he's not ready to talk about turning corners, seeing lights at the ends of tunnels, or doing victory dances. Al Pessin, VOA News at the Pentagon.